This year, Super Bowl Sunday had it all. A scandal over nothing, a halftime show with a spastic shark, and ads about dysfunctional families. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon to make sense of it all. Super Bowl Sunday has become an unofficial national holiday. Everybody can celebrate no matter what your religion or even if you don't like football. So let's break it down, Coach Bacon style, starting with the ads, which cost $4.5 million a pop. For that kind of dough, you better not waste a second. But they wasted whole minutes. The ads were depressingly serious. We saw dads driving race cars instead of raising their sons. And we got a heartwarming story about a cute little kid who will not be able to get cooties or learn to ride a bike because, well, he's dead. That was Nationwide Insurance's friendly way of letting us know that accidents happen and they can be fatal even for cute little kids. What the heck? This is a national holiday. I take global warming seriously too, but not on Super Sunday. The best ad, I thought, was Honda's. It had no pyrotechnics or cutting-edge computer graphics or famous actors. No, they just talked about their car and why you might like it, and that's pretty much it. But they didn't mention a deadbeat dad or a dead kid, so they win. Super Bowl 49 also featured Deflategate, a never-ending investigation of the New England Patriots' balls, and if they were big enough. After the kind of hard-hitting investigative journalism that brought us Watergate, various brilliant members of the Fourth Estate determined that, just maybe, the footballs Tom Brady uses were just a little deflated, from the perfectly fine 12.5 pounds per square inch to the possibly lethal 11.5 pounds per square inch. And it's just possible Brady deflated them intentionally, or he had the ball boy do it during a 90-second trip to the bathroom, all caught on videotape. Or the ball boy was just going to the bathroom. We're not sure. But we're certain this is very serious stuff. Before this scandal, the NFL did not care much about inflated balls. If it did, it would have kept track of everyone's balls and made all the teams use the same ones. But it doesn't. It lets both teams hold their own balls and do whatever it likes with them, within reason. But now the NFL has to care because a few reporters say so. I can't recall anything so insignificant getting so much attention. Deflategate is the left shark of football scandals. Speaking of which, did you catch that left shark? I don't think anyone or anything, not Tom Brady, his supermodel wife, or his allegedly deflated balls, got as much attention as the left shark. What did the left shark do? During the endless halftime show, he stood to the left of Katy Perry, on the kind of feet sharks don't normally have, while the shark on the right was dancing. As for the shark on the left, we're still not entirely sure what he was doing, but whatever it was, it definitely was not the same thing as the shark on the right. I think the left shark inside the costume might have been on fire and was waving for help. Perhaps the left shark's balls were deflating, or just possibly the left shark was an actual shark gasping for water. You might say all this is just so much Super Bowl silliness, and you'd be right. But the NFL should be grateful for it. It was not for Tom Brady's allegedly illegally grippable balls or the left shark's attack of nerves unrelated to dancing. We'd be talking about a genuine domestic violence epidemic among NFL players or the seriousness of concussions going undiagnosed, including in the Super Bowl game itself. Or we would be talking about the NFL being the only major league that does not provide players guaranteed contracts, which is one reason why two-thirds of them are broke when they retire. Or we'd be talking about NFL teams receiving billions of dollars in taxpayer money for shiny new stadiums while the league itself is registered as a non-profit organization that does not have to pay taxes. And perhaps it's a good thing we were not talking about all that. If we were, Super Sunday would be as depressing as a nationwide ad. And who'd want to watch that?